My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They did just enough. Got it done yesterday. 2-1. The Guardians beat the Tigers, now in command of this series. This must win, as close to a must win in July series in the history of baseball as we've had right here in Northeast Ohio. Anthony Lima, Danny Cunningham here. I'm paraphrasing.
That's what people are saying.
I'm paraphrasing.
As close to a must win as it gets.
I don't want to get fast and loose with the terminology because I know some people can get sensitive about that stuff.
Just don't take anyone out of context.
I won't do it. I refuse to. And there's nothing to take out of context here. 2-1. The Guardians get it done. And boy, that losing streak seems like a distant memory.
It's all fine and well now because they won two straight games. Do you feel better about this baseball team? Do they not need to go out and make big trades to solidify themselves as contenders because they beat Detroit twice?
The most common text I got yesterday was their offense is broken. But thank God they won.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to feel otherwise. I guess I feel good about that win because of who they beat and what that pitching matchup was. Where
absolutely,
you beat one of the best pitchers in baseball yesterday. So that's great, but winning games by scoring two runs is something that's always going to concern me. Now, it's a little different because, like I said, the pitching matchup, but I felt better about the win the other day when they scored five runs compared to yesterday.
Well, they have gone up against a lot of the better pitchers of late, and they have struggled to, eke out hits. I mean, like yesterday, just doing enough. And obviously, Naylor getting that ball to get through up the middle. I think even Underwood said game of inches.
I thought there was no way that was a hit. I was so mad when he swung at that pitch. I was 3-0. Instantly so mad because it was a 3-0 count. He did the same thing the day before, and he popped up. He popped up on a 3-0 count. On Tuesday, he did that. So I thought immediately that he just hit a ground ball to the second baseman and wasted what was, to that point, a good at bat and a great opportunity. I could not believe it got through.
Here's what it sounded like.
Big bouncer on a 3-0 pitch. It gets through. Bo Naylor scores the go-ahead run. Jose stops at third.
Top spin.
And again, with it count 3-0, Josh Naylor is one of those guys you cannot throw a get-me-over fastball. It was up, it was over the plate, and the infield.
Watch the second hop on this ball, and it jumps past Key. Look at I thought he was there. It was routine, but he had to reach for it. That ball had some spin, and it just took off, got into the outfield, and they will take a 2-1 lead.
You could even hear it, audio courtesy of Bally's, you could even hear Underwood at the start of that. Like, what is he doing swinging? I mean, there was, I think it was basically what everybody was thinking at that point.
Right. Like, I actually don't have issue with him swinging at a get me over fastball. I didn't think that pitch was a get me over fastball. If that was either barely in the strike zone or above the strike zone. And like the pitch selection for him, I think is a big part of the reason why he's been struggling. I think he entered yesterday's game, he was 1 for his last 17 or something along those lines. Like, it has been bad for Josh Naylor. So to see him swing at that pitch, I was immediately frustrated. And then that second hop, as Rick mentioned, had some topspin on it, somehow found a way to get through. You felt a little bit better because it ultimately meant a Guardians win.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, it was a sigh of relief type of win, because what you didn't want to have happen was, you know, that, man, they can't beat a good pitcher. They just can't get a beat on these guys. And then yet they come through, they get a win. You want to call it whatever you want. Luck, grit, resolve, you know, getting a victory like that. But it certainly is becoming more and more common that you're starting to wonder about the offense. And that is coming at a time where they can help the offense. They are certainly in position to do just that. And I think it's becoming crystal clear, like, what the issues are. And I think they haven't really changed all that much this season. But I look at any of the trade deadline chatter, I mean, everybody kind of understands what this is for this team and what stakes are.
Yeah, the stakes are real. I think that this is a team that, if they make the correct moves, is capable of winning the World Series. I want them to obviously go out and make those correct moves. They need to bolster the lineup a little bit. They need to add starting pitching. And I think that they need another arm of the bullpen. I know the bullpen has been the best in baseball, and it was excellent again last night. I cannot believe how good, and we don't even have to talk about Class A when talking about how excellent they are. I can't believe how good Hunter Gaddis has been.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
That's the one guy for me. I think that he's at 18 consecutive scoreless innings, which is just ridiculous considering what he was when he was starting games for this team last year, a couple years ago, where it just felt like they had no chance, to now he's turned into one of the best relievers in baseball. But I think they needed another concern with what this rotation has been, is that they're going to get burnt out in the back end of that bullpen at a certain point this year. We're not there yet, but that doesn't mean we won't be there. So I do think adding an arm to that bullpen in addition to a starter or two and a bat in the lineup. Like, this lineup needs, I think, just a little bit of, it needs some rejuvenation.
Yeah, to go along with the other guys kind of getting back into the scheme of things, I think maybe there's some pressing going on. You were talking about the bats that Naylor is really struggling with. We were talking about, you know, just seeing things, a level of confidence, and just kind of wasted opportunities at the plate. Thank God. Thank God he comes through yesterday. And I don't know what you want to call that. That at bat altogether, you said you had no problem with him swinging there. I know a lot of people were kind of grumbling.
I didn't have a problem with the result. When he swung, I was frustrated. But because this was a team, and if you're a process-oriented person, and I tend to be, you're going to be frustrated with that, but the result was good enough to... It's kind of like, you know, nice catch, Hayes, don't do it again type thing. That's kind of how I felt about that at bat.
I mean, here we are. Best record in the American League again. I could tell there was a Paul in the room when I walked in, because Mitch was watching Yankee highlights in the Subway Series, and he was seeing Francisco Lindor looking like an MVP out there and crushing the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees just collapsed. Gerrit Cole was on the mound yesterday. So you look around, and this is what I got to keep reminding everybody of, regardless of whether you're calling these must wins or you're worried about the offense or you're wondering about the starting pitching, and we'll get to your level of what looked like potential concern yesterday with Bibee. But, I mean, look at these other teams and the issues that are right in front of them. It's not like, you know, oh, the Guardians have a hole that they have to fix or they can't compete with these other teams. No, it's nonsense. I mean, the Guardians are right up there, and they've been there. It's not like a Johnny-come-lately at this point. This has been sustainable. They're to 21 games above 500. That's right. Why I wasn't buying any of the, whether panic, fine, concern. I think if you're not normal if you don't always have a little concern about your team. I mean, I don't care who you are. When the Cavs had LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie, I always had concern. That's just normal being a sports fan. But the panic that I was sensing from some people made zero sense to me.
Right. And I don't think there's a team in the American League right now that is some unbeatable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Juggernaut. I know the Guardians have the best record. We think of Baltimore as a really good team, and they are. But you know who's also had a rough month of July? Baltimore has. Like, the reason, a big part of the reason why, despite being not great over the last 20 or so games, a big reason why the Guardians still have the best record in the American League is because Baltimore hasn't been able to put it together either. They're 3-7 in their last 10. You're talking about the Yankee highlights that are on TV. They've not been very good lately either. Like, there's not a team in the American League that has really just gone out and grasped control. And I think the Guardians have an opportunity to do that. There's not a team that I view as a terrifying matchup in the playoffs. I think the Guardians could be that team for some other teams across the league if they make the proper moves within the next week.
Owen?
Just looking at strength of schedule left.
SOS.
Yeah, we got to get it in here.
I thought this was only a college football number.
Oh, I thought I do.
Tankathon's got one for MLB,
too.
Oh,
I love Tankathon.
But Guardians, hardest strength of schedule left. They've got 61 games left. They've got Philly still. They got Baltimore still. They've got the Dodgers, the Brewers, Yankees, Twins. They got a ton with the Twins. 8 games with the Twins still. When you look at Baltimore, they're 21st. Yankees, 23rd. Twins, 16th. But they're a playoff team, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So does any of that really matter?
I mean, it matters to an extent. There's no doubt about that. Like, it does matter who you play. It's not. But in the same breath, look at some of the teams they've actually struggled against this year. They've struggled for whatever reason against the Chicago White Sox, the worst team in baseball.
Only 3 left with them.
They've struggled.
Thank God.
They've struggled to find a way to beat the White Sox. Detroit, not great.
Well, even
Detroit.
Only
3 left with them.
In the 10 games they played, I think they've split 5, and the Tigers have scored more runs. And if you only watched these games, you would think the Tigers are probably the better team.
Yeah.
You've watched this matchup.
Especially when
year.
You ask who has the better starting pitching. And the Tigers have 2 guys that...
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But for now.
We're down to what? 5 days left.
Were you sitting there yesterday? I think, Mitch, was it you who texted the group thread?
It was a great text, Mitch.
About making a trade? Like, during the game, can you just go get them right now?
No, yeah, Flaherty, because Bybee had just gotten out of the game, and I had seen somebody else say it, and then I put it in the chat.
Anything to do to get him pulled out of the game, right?
It would have been a double whammy for Detroit. So, yesterday, a lot of speculation, as this is the case, when everybody's as dialed in as they are, with the fans watching as closely. I mean, my phone blew up about Bybee's exit from that game.
Yeah.
I mean, he had given up 2 hits. Pitch-wise, 67 pitches. He was masterful.
It was the most efficient start of his career. I don't know if it was the best. I'd have to go look at everything that he's done. But he was awesome yesterday. And then you see him leave the game, you just think, oh, of course. This is how this year is going to go with this pitching staff, where every good pitcher they have is either hurt and having surgery or hurt in AAA because they refuse to get surgery. And now we're just going to lose another one.
All right. There is one person in this room who has coached the little ones when it comes to baseball. Mitch? And did they have superstitions out there on the diamond?
The little ones, not as much as the big ones, but there are. I think the one that you're going to bring up is one that might be the first one you learn when you're on defense playing baseball.
Which is what? You stay away from what?
You do not touch that foul line. You gotta get over it by any means necessary.
When you're going out.
And why don't you touch it, Owen?
Yeah, why is it poison? Well,
you don't want to give up runs, right?
What's that have to do with it?
You don't want
to
anger the baseball gods.
Right.
Those lines are sacred out there on the field.
Are they?
Well, I've seen this. I remember I was young. I think it was Turk Wendell of the Chicago Cubs had like 30 superstitions, and one of them was leaping over that line. And you saw it yesterday. And I want to know, is this where the injury actually occurred? Because Bally's had a great look at it. Cameras are always on these guys. And he jumped. He got like 3 feet of air trying to jump over that.
One of his best jumps of the season.
It might have been. And next thing you know,
going to need a compilation of all the jumps.
He comes up lame after that. I don't know if they fess up to it. Baseball players get injured doing a lot of stupid things all the time. So it's almost become a joke about how these guys, these athletic beasts, are getting injured.
Right. I don't know if that's how he developed the injury last night. So I don't want to say this for sure, but how are you one of the, I mean, I'm not going to say he's as athletic as certain NBA players or NFL players, but how are you considered to be one of the best athletes in the world and that's how you get injured? How is that a thing? Like, that is something I'm confident you could do, Lima, and not get hurt.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
I'm confident you could do that and not get hurt.
Have you seen Lima on a baseball?
Have you not even baseball? Have you seen me go up into the parking garage and climb the steps? The amount of times over the last 12 years I have tripped and fallen up those steps trying to sprint. Do we have an update after the game, Steven Vogt, on Bybee? And I think maybe you'll feel a little bit better.
He's doing all right. Yeah, just had some cramping. Probably could have got through it, but you just can't take a risk of him hurting something or doing something like that. I mean, he fought me pretty good out there, but I had to make a decision, and letting him go further could have been a danger into him. So we just had to make sure he's all right.
Yeah, you could tell he wanted to go.
And that makes me feel better. It does. It always makes me feel better when a guy's removed from injury and then you hear the manager after the game talk about how he wanted to keep going, but I had to be the one to make the decision.
Yeah.
That always makes me feel better about this type of thing. So I do feel, I don't want to say I feel confident he's going to make his next start, but it does sound like we should be surprised if he doesn't.
Well, it's also nothing new with Tanner Bibee. Coming up in about last night, you'll hear from him. It was a masterful appearance on the mound, and the bullpen did their job. Speaking of bullpen, how about Cade Smith? The Cleveland Guardians joining us at 9 o'clock today, getting ready for the finale of that series. It will be awesome having him on. So 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick it off the right way with Cade Smith of the Guardians. A lot of fun questions to go in to it with him, as he is one of those on the best bullpen in all of baseball. I saw it again last night, Manuel Clase with yet another save. Is that 31?
31,
just
yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
One more closer to Cody Allen.
He's getting there. What? Is he eight?
Eight away.
From tying and nine to surpass him?
We need like a countdown board.
We have an Allen scale. We're having it shipped in today.
It's about time. We're a little late to the party on that.
Like when they have the magic number and they pull the numbers down to get closer. We need one of those
just
for
like Major League.
All right. When we come back, we'll certainly
make
get to that.
Cody Allen in the studio soon.
About last night, did you know the Olympics are finally underway? And then all of us together in studio as we were prepping learned something about the U.S. soccer team that we had no idea, showing you where we're at right now on the Olympics. I swear, we'll get more and more excited about it. Plus, somebody came on this radio station yesterday and said something that I couldn't believe about Ryan Day. That's all coming up straight ahead. Plus, a drama-free camp for once for your Cleveland Browns. Is that even possible? We'll debate it here on Sports Radio 92.3.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,